Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We are in 2 Samuel chapter 21, and we've just completed the episode, the incident, where there had been a famine in the land for 3 years. Remember, David had sought the Lord as to what was going on. God said, hey, it's because of the way that Saul handled this group of people, the Gibeonites. And so the previous episode, we covered all that. And David addressed it in a way that's rather harsh to us, perhaps, in a way that perhaps brings forth more questions than answers and resolutions. But the last thing we saw was that in verse 14, the 21st chapter of 2 Samuel, it said that after that, God was moved by prayer for the land. Okay, God was moved by the prayer for the land. And then we had, in other words, he must have brought forth rain and lifted whatever it was that was causing the famine. But then we saw that the Philistines were at war with Israel again, and David had gone out to war, but David had nearly been caught by somebody, and Abishai had rescued him. The soldiers came to David and said, no, you don't go with us again. You don't go with us to battle so that you do not extinguish the lamp of Israel. Yeah, sort of a title for David right there, the lamp of Israel. Well, the next verse continues on, and it says this, verse 18. Now, it came about after this. Well, after what? After this encounter right here where they nearly caught David. After this, when David's men says, hey, you're not going to go out to battle with us anymore. Okay. After this, there was war again with the Philistines at Gob. Then Sebekai, the Hushathite, struck down Saph, who was among the descendants of the giant. And so we're going to see in these few verses right here, mention of the giants, the Rephaim is one word that you'll see, the Rapha Rephaim. These are the offspring, the giants. These are giants that are still up on the land. Now, we've encountered one giant, Goliath, and we're about to see him mentioned again, though actually somewhat mismentioned here in Samuel. We'll see in the First Chronicles that it actually is clarified there. But there are still giants upon the land. And this goes all the way back to Genesis 6, which we've talked about a great deal. But there were giants. And people say, well, are there giants upon the land today? Well, perhaps. Yeah, perhaps. And I'm not just talking about people who are of outside the normal or exceptional height and stature. There are other characteristics, which we're about to see right here. It's just something to pay attention to, not to get distracted about, but also not to ignore. So anyway, this Sibekai, the Hushai, he struck down Saph, who was among the descendants of the Rephaim, of the giant. This is actually one of Sibekai is one of David's mighty men. We see that, I think, in Chronicles. Next verse, verse 19, says this. There was war with the Philistines again at Gob. And let me just pause here for a moment. You see, there's war with the Philistines. There's war with the Philistines. There's war with the Philistines. It continues to this day. Do you know where the land of the Philistines is? You probably do, right? Do you know what it's called today? What it was called back then? What it's still called today? Gaza. Yeah, Gaza. Same place. Same thing. So there's war with them again at Gob. And Elhanan, the son of Jaareoregim, the Bethlehemite, killed Goliath the Gittite, the shaft of whose spear was like a weaver's beam. And you go, wait a minute, wait. Elhanan, the son of this guy from Bethlehem, he killed Goliath? I thought that David killed Goliath. Well, when you look in 1 Chronicles 25, it's actually clarified. It says that he killed Lami, the brother. Okay, the brother Goliath. Let me read it to you. 1 Chronicles 25. And there was war with the Philistines again, and Elhanan, the son of Jair, killed Lami, the brother of Goliath the Gittite, the shaft of whose spear was like a weaver's beam. So he killed Goliath's brother. Okay, so that tells us what? Well, that Goliath has a brother. Now watch this, verse 20. There was war at Gath again, where there was a man of great stature who had six fingers on each hand and six toes on each foot, 24 in number. And he also had been born to the giant, to the Rephaim. He was of the Rephaim. It's another Rephaim. And so what's this speaking of? Is it speaking of a class of people, or is it speaking of a particular person? To which I would say, yeah. It sounds like they were getting a bit of the background, the backdrop of Goliath, the one that David had faced, okay, that David had faced. But also, we see that there's an entire group of people who are giants. There's one particular giant that had offspring. Chronicles says that it was the brother of Goliath. So it looks like this guy had these sons that were giants. Now let's read the last two verses here. Maybe we'll get a little more clarification. When he defied Israel, Jonathan, the son of Shimei, David's brother, struck him down. So here we have a guy named Jonathan, the son of Shimei, David's brother. So this is David's nephew, Jonathan, not David's friend, Jonathan, Saul's son. It's another Jonathan. It's also another Shimei. It's just like we have today. How many Michaels do y'all know? How many Davids do you know? You know, that type of thing. It's the same exact thing. So this guy struck down this man of great stature. Then verse 22, the last verse out of chapter 21. These four were born to the giant in Gath, and they fell by the hand of David and by the hand of his servants. So it says, these four were born to this Rephaim, this giant that was from Gath. So what's going on here? Well, if nothing else, we see that there are multiple folks that are described as being as giants. We have Goliath, the one that we're most familiar with, right? But then he had a brother. Okay, First Chronicles tells us that one of these that's described as Goliath was a brother. Okay. And the way we use Goliath today, we'll say somebody's a Goliath. It means what? Great in stature, this kind of thing. But I think it gives us a bit of hint about something else, too, that perhaps David knew. Now, Scripture doesn't tell us this, so it's strictly conjecture. But remember when David went before Goliath? He went down and he got smooth stones as his weapon. Do you remember how many stones he got? Yeah, he got 5 stones. Now, you know, why did he get 5 stones? Well, for years I thought, well, you got 5 stones because, man, when you go into battle, you want to have some weaponry with you. You want to have some ammunition. What if you miss with the first one? Then you have some more, right? Yeah, that's just wisdom, right? I'm less secure in that understanding now. Could it be that David took 5 stones because he knew Goliath had 4 brothers? Because right here it says these four were born to the giant in the land. So Goliath was born to the giant in the land. Then Goliath had 4 brothers. That's one way to interpret this. And David had grabbed a stone for each one of them in case the brothers rose up and came against it. As my brother Miles Wiley Albright would say, Miles, a great rancher in North Alabama, who the Lord has given tremendous spiritual and prophetic insight into things. Miles would say this, that smells like God. It does, doesn't it, Miles? Smells like God that David would grab 5 stones because there might be 5 that came against him. Yeah. But anyway, we get a little more detail right here. And this is one of these things that you actually can go back and check some of these names out and check other cross references in the Scripture and get even a little more insight into what's going on right here. But for now, that's it. Again, I'm Dale. I'll see y'all next episode. Goodbye.